Good morning, boys and girls.
Morning.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Morning.
Oh, shh. You're going to wake my babies. I need some help carrying these babies. Ems, can you help me? Good. We have to be extra gentle and careful. Okay. Good morning, boys and girls. To bet you have a seat. Sit down. No, sit over there. Okay. Don't I have a beautiful baby? So cute. And my other baby there. Yes. So, what do babies normally do? Say it.
Cry.
That's right. That's right. Have you all been babies before? Were you a baby before? No? You skipped over that? No, I think we've all been babies before. Do you remember when you were a baby? Who remembers when they were a baby? You do? How did you behave?
Not that much good.
Not that much good? No, I'm sure you were...
And what? I kept on crying.
You kept on crying? How did you behave?
Since I was born and my sister was born when we're both babies, I just have a bad attitude.
No. What makes you think you had a bad attitude? Because you cried a lot?
No, we fight.
Oh, okay. How were you when you were a baby?
Awesome.
Awesome? Okay. But did you cry a lot? Mommy, is that true? Well, did he cry? Yes. Now, just because you were crying as a baby, that doesn't mean you had a bad attitude, and that doesn't mean that you were a bad baby, okay? Because what do? They cry. Can y'all make some, let me hear how you behaved when you were a baby. Let me hear it. Let me see it. Right. So why do you think you were crying? Why do babies cry? Why do babies, he said he wants to have 200 babies. No, sir. Why do babies cry?
Because they need their diapers changed.
Right, when their diaper needs to be changed. Any other reason? Why do babies cry?
Because they want attention.
They want attention. Who doesn't want a little attention?
And they want to broke glass, but the mom
wanted to drink milk.
What? Say it. Go ahead.
Say
it loud.
They want to drink milk.
They want to drink milk. They're hungry, right? They may need to be changed. They may need to eat. Babies cry to tell you what they need. They tell you what their needs are. Babies are awesome. They're not shy about it. They just tell you, and you come running and you figure it out. That's why I love babies. And you know what? Sometimes God wants us to be like babies. Let me see. Show me how you'd be like a baby again. Oh. Do you think that's how God wants us to be? Maybe not. Let me tell you a quick story so that we can start to see how God wants us to be like babies. So, you know, sometimes babies also cry in the church, right? They cry in the church. How do you think people feel when babies are crying in the church? Yeah, sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, why can't you just get the baby together? But, you know, the baby has needs. Does the baby care whether you're in church?
No.
Does the baby care that you're at a play? No. Does the baby care that you're having a nice fancy dinner? No, the baby's going to tell you what they need. Well, one day when Jesus was going to Jericho with the disciples and they were on their way, there was a blind man at the gate, right, on the road. And, you know, where Jesus went, is everybody listening? Where Jesus went, there was always like a multitude following him, right? Who doesn't want to be near Jesus and hear what he's saying? So this blind man, he started shouting out. And he was saying, Jesus, son of David, come to me. And he was calling out for Jesus. And guess what? The people around, which usually happens, they get annoyed, don't they? Oh, why is he calling Jesus? Can't they see he has other things to do? Kind of like people when you're out and about and your baby starts crying. It kind of ruins people's mood a little bit, or, you know, disturbs their atmosphere. So some people were annoyed that the blind man's name was Bartimaeus. Some people were annoyed that Bartimaeus was calling out. How do you think they felt? Is anybody listening to the story? How do you think they felt when this blind man was saying, Jesus, son of David, come to me, come to me? How do you think they felt?
Annoyed.
Yeah, maybe annoyed, right?
Or mad.
Maybe mad. Why is he trying to take Jesus' attention away from me? He can't even see. Let him stay on the side of the road. But guess what? Jesus said, come to me. You know, he heard the man crying out, right? And he told him, come to me. You know what he said? He said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? And do you know what the blind man said, Bartimaeus said?
I'm blind.
Okay. You know what he did? Okay.
I want to see.
That's right. He said, I want to see. The blind man told Jesus his need. He said it boldly. He didn't care who was there. He told Jesus, I want to see. And do you know what? Jesus gave him his sight. By his faith, he told him, go. And you know what? He jumped up and he rejoiced. The blind man could see again. That's how Jesus wants us to approach him. Did you know that? If you have a need at school, at home, anywhere, if you need anything, guess who we call on? We call on God. We call on Jesus. We tell him everything that we need because he is the only one who can help us. He's the only one who can save us, and he's the only one who can supply everything that we need. Isn't that amazing? I can't hear you, boys and girls. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing.
Sometimes babies need burping.
Yeah, they do need burping. So just like a baby, I want you guys during the week, just like a baby, if you have a need, tell it to God. If you have a need, tell it to Jesus. Don't hesitate. Talk to him. He's listening and he's ready to help you. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how naughty you think you were. If you have a need, tell it to Jesus. Amen? Okay, who's going to pray for us? Okay, come on up. Everybody, bow your head, close your eyes.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. We ask God, have a great day. And this day, thank you for letting us go to church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, boys and girls, let's head back to our seats.